Yes, I was able to flash the 3 and the 8 with chirp, and it worked reasonably well. And both really good radios. I really like the 3 though, because it can do the frequency scan. So you can, and it'll do a CTSS tone scan, which, as far as I know, the 8 does not do.
Yeah, I haven't tried that on the 8 or the 3 yet. What I do like about the 3, though, is the Bluetooth to the phone programming, and then the clone the radio thing, you know, so then I only have to program one radio and then clone the others.
Yeah, I did see that feature. It looks fairly handy. I work in IT, so I've got 20 PCs around, so you know, writing a program in Chirp and uploading them to the radios is no big deal for me. And but yeah, I've heard the Bluetooth and the cloning, it works fairly well with those, which sounds like you had a good experience with it as well.
Oh man, I've done my share of IT stuff. I tell you what, I wish a computer would clone as easy, but yeah, it's been beautiful and breezy. Just do the setup thing and it works.
Yep, I do love the tin radios. They're real nice. I got the clear case version to bring me back to the 90s when I had a clear pager.
Isn't that the truth? Now they need to do them in the clear tinted neon. That'd be even cooler.
I have seen them in a neon green case, neon green, black, and then the clear case. I like when you're transmitting or receiving, the whole case kind of lights up from the LEDs. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'd have to say those are dollar to radio ratio. Those things are, they're solid. They're worth every penny, in my opinion.
Yeah, I started out and bought a couple of Bow things a couple of years back, and they never drew me into it. And then I got these H3s and got my CMR like 3 weeks ago. So I'm thinking about, from here, I'm probably just going to go to the Wilkson, was it the KG1000G Plus?
Yep, I had a couple Bow things. Also some UV5Rs, and that's kind of what opened the door, and I kind of figured a lot of things out with them. But I do have one Bow thing that I could recommend, which is the 5RM, UV5RM. It's a little bit bigger, has a full color screen, 10 watt output. It's a really nice radio, especially the 5RM, because it also has it's a tri-band nice radio for like 30 or 35 bucks.
Yeah, I had a pair of the AR5RMs, but they didn't work as good as these H3s. Couldn't get them to work for 4 miles between work and home, and these H3s did it, but the Bow things didn't.
Well, if you can't argue with that, I will say I believe that the Titty radio comes with a better antenna than the Bow thing, because I don't run any of the stock antennas on my Bow things. That's like the first thing to take off. Mostly I run Nagoyas.
Yeah, I'm running the Abreeze 771Gs and some handies. Other than this Nagoya mobile mount, I'm running it. It's actually inside the house, just on a wire, top of a wire rack and around pizza pans.